Psychological Medical Report. Name, last name is Frank, F-R-A-N-K. First name is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And this is a Wisconsin report. Her social security number is 389-88-4066. Her case number is 164-2042. The examiner is V as in Victor, A as in Albert, B as in Boy, /JEI. The date of the evaluation is April 11th, 2013. The barcode number is 20130327600096. Michelle Frank was seen in individual interview, period, in addition, collateral information provided by Disability Determination Bureau, consisting of an office visit note from the Affinity, A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, medical group, dated 3-16-12, and psychiatric progress notes, dated 6-16-09, 2-10-09-4-21-09, 10-28-08, 12-2-08, and an initial psychiatric evaluation completed 4-30-2008 by Guy Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S, M.D. psychiatrist, were provided and reviewed. Period. The information from these sources will be identified and referred to herein. Period. No collateral information was provided by anyone since she was brought to the since she did not have anyone accompany her to the examination. Paragraph. Complaints. Paragraph. Michelle Frank states that she has problems and disabilities revolving around a bipolar disorder, ADHD, undifferentiated connective tissue disease, fibromyalgia, severe sleep apnea, and chronic fatigue syndrome, period. She states her bipolar disorder began around 1995, although she is unsure of this, period. She states her ADHD was diagnosed around 2008, period. Her connective tissue disease was diagnosed in 2011, period. Her fibromyalgia was also diagnosed around 2011, period. The effect that these conditions have upon her is that largely she's unable to sit for very long, her muscles and back seize up, and she has chronic pain, period. Her bipolar disorder results in, quotes, me becoming emotional, mentally I flip out, my boyfriend has had to hold me down on the bed because I throw things, I punch, unquotes, period. She states this is brought on by stress, including money, her children, quotes, nothing at all, too, unquotes, period. She reports numerous members of her family have had a variety of medical and psychiatric diagnoses, as well as suicide attempts, including her father, who she states is an alcoholic. Her half-brother committed suicide, and her sister has bipolar disorder and ADHD, period. She states her son has been diagnosed with ADHD, and she feels that he possibly could also have a bipolar disorder, period. Paragraph. She reports she has a very difficult time focusing, attending, concentrating, can't sit still, starts many jobs around the house, never finishes them, period. She reports, quotes, really bad mood swings, I feel happy, then I'm irritable, then I'm sad, I flip out, unquotes, period. She does report a suicide attempt around the age of 17, subsequent to a fight with mother, and she swallowed a handful of Tylenol, period. She also claims and describes having the blues following the birth of her two children, period. She has been involved with two different men fathering both children, period. She states that she has a history of overspending at times but feels that she can manage her money adequately, period. She endorses sexual promiscuity, stating, quotes, I was dating five boys at once, unquotes, period. She denies any gambling or drug use, period. She admits to panic and anxiety attacks, the last in January 2013 because she and her boyfriend split up, period. She went to the hospital, was dizzy, short of breath, and had a heart rate in excess of 160 beats per minute, period. She claims she almost self-committed last year because she couldn't handle it and was, quote, close to a full breakdown, unquote, period. Paragraph. Treatments and medications. Paragraph. She's taking the following medications, which she recalled from memory: Ritalin, Tramadol, Flexeril, Valtrex, V-A-L-T-R-E-X, Singulair, Advair Diskus, Vitamin D, Iron, and Combivent, period. These are on prescription by her primary care physician, Kelly Krieger, K-R-E-I-G-E-R, of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, period. She states that she has been seeing a counselor, Myra, M-Y-R-A, approximately 1 month now, a therapist at the Niagara ADAPT Center, A-D-A-P-T, period. She has been involved with ADAPT since approximately 2007, stopping when she moved to Oshkosh in 2009, period. She denies any history of counseling prior to 2007, period. Review of the initial psychiatric evaluation in 2008 and confirms no prior psychiatric admissions in the past, and that medications such as Abilify and Seroquel resulted in adverse side effects, period. Dr. Powers diagnosed her at that time with cyclothymia, a GAF of 55, and that diagnosis continued through 2008, period. It was his opinion that the diagnosis of cyclothymia and or bipolar disorder was not strong, and the diagnosis and treatment was for, quotes, adult ADD, period. He stated that she became stable, doing well, was on Ritalin 15 milligrams 3 times per day, and in throughout 2009 until June of 2009, when her Ritalin was increased because it was, quotes, wearing off sooner, unquotes, period. The Affinity Medical Group primary provider, Kelly Krueger, MD, saw her on 3/16/2012 in follow-up, period. Therein, it was noted that her Ritalin had been reduced upon recommendation by cardiology due to tachycardia, and she was feeling emotional and wanted to do better, period. Evaluation that day identified she was tearful but talkative, Her ADD remained unchanged, And she was encouraged to deal with her morbid obesity by becoming more active since she was quite sedentary, period. Paragraph. Her medical history is positive for edema, hypokalemia, H-Y-P-O-K-A-L-E-M-I-A, morbid obesity, ADD, sleep apnea, migraine headaches, reactive airway disease, genital herpes with the last outbreak in 2011, and by her self-report, fibromyalgia, connective tissue disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, period. Paragraph. Personal history, paragraph. She's born in Iron Mountain, Michigan, has two sisters, is the second in the sibship of three, period. Father and mother are both alive, period. She was raised by her mother with her oldest sister, and, quotes, it was normal, unquotes, period. She states her oldest sister was 12 years older, and basically, quotes, I was raised as a single kid, unquotes, period. She states her father was alcoholic, mother kicked him out. She did not meet father until claimant was 18 years of age, and, quotes, I don't interact with him anymore, he's schizophrenic and bipolar, unquotes, period. He states that she was punished too severely, quotes, I got the crap and slapped out of me all the time, plus verbal abuse, and it still happens from my mother, unquotes, period. Paragraph. She states she didn't graduate on time, failed a required class, was pregnant, went back and got her diploma, period. She denies any special education, states she maintained a 2.0 grade point average, period. When asked if she had any additional education, she stated, quotes, college, sort of, dot, dot. I went and never got good grades, and I didn't finish because I couldn't sit still, unquotes, period. Paragraph. She states her last job was 2 days in 2009 when she worked at the Subway sandwich shop, stopped because she had pneumonia, period. Her longest job was working at Issues and Answers, a telephone survey service, from 2004 to 2007, period. She states she worked part-time anywhere from 2 to 45 hours, depending on their need, period. She states she has lost jobs at Walmart, where she worked for 2.5 months in 2008, because, quotes, I couldn't shut up, I couldn't stop doing things perfectly because I had to, and I wasn't therefore working very fast, so they let me go. Period. She claims she was working at McDonald's off and on for a few years, fired because of, quotes, I had a small breakdown at work, dot, dot. My best friend was fired, and they suspected me of being involved with him when he was stealing stuff, but I wasn't, unquotes, period. She has also worked doing home health care and other fast food jobs, paragraph. She's been married. She was married in 2003, separated from her husband that same year, although they had lived together almost a year, period. She has two boys by different fathers, a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, period. She states her ex-boyfriend, with whom she was living from June of 2009 until January 2013, quotes, we're not really together, but we live together, dot, dot, in Oshkosh, unquotes, period. She is currently living with her mother since January 2013, following the breakup with her ex-boyfriend, period. Her mother, she is with her children, living with her mother, period. Paragraph. Legally, she states she's was arrested for driving on a suspended license in 2009, period. She was arrested for bad checks in 2000, spent time in jail, bonded out, and had to do community service, and her record was expunged after that, period. She denies any current legal problems, period. She denies any substance abuse history and does not smoke, paragraph. Social, paragraph. She states she has four friends, one of whom is in Iron Mountain, and they text all the time, period. She lives with her mother, but, quote, she's a nitpicker, dot, dot. She's verbally abusive, and we scream more than we talk, unquote, period. She states this has been a, quote, lifelong relationship this way, unquote, period. She talks to her sister about once per week, period. She has a 21-year-old niece that she sees once every several weeks. I'm sorry, that they Facebook every several weeks, period. She denies any significant other relationship, period. She states that she is quite volatile, moody, flies off the handle, flips out, and that this happens for no reasons that she can many times understand, and other times it's due to stresses and financial problems, period. Paragraph. Her interaction with the examiner was one of being cooperative, although she was quite impulsive, verbally digressive, frequently had to be interrupted. Period. Paragraph. Interest. Paragraph. She states she reads, makes candles, goes to coffee with her friends, or to the movies. Period. She states coffee and movies with her friends happens about once a month when she will go down to Oshkosh to visit. Period. Otherwise, she enjoys Facebooking. Period. Paragraph. Activities. Paragraph. Claims she has problems doing day-to-day activities because her back locks up, period. For example, she will cook a little, maybe do a half load of dishes, and as she's doing these tasks, she will have to sit for a half hour to 90 minutes to rest, period. Her mother does the majority of the cooking, period. She herself will do the laundry about once per week, period. She's able to get the laundry in all right, but she has to have help with hanging it, and her mother does all of the children's laundry, whereas, quotes, I do my own, unquotes, period. She describes that basically the mother is doing a significant amount of child care for her because of, quotes, my back, unquotes, period. She described yesterday she got up at 6:30 in the morning, got the kids ready for school, And then, quotes, I sat in my butt and played on the computer, dot, dot. I did some surveys all day, dot, dot. I get 10 cents a survey, period. She states she did this until she and her mother decided to go to the casino from 10 until 1, period. After that, I came back home, period. When asked if she had eaten anything, she states she had a bagel and some coffee for breakfast. And for lunch, she had a piece of celery and a crumb cake when they came home from the casino, period. She states she then sat around all day until supper, which was at 5:30, and her mother prepared, period. Her son had a concert. They took him to the concert from 6 until 7:30, after which they came home, and she went to bed at 10:30, period. Paragraph. Behavioral observation. She came to the examination on time. She was alone, had driven her car. Period. She gave her height as 5 foot with a weight of 240 pounds. States she has lost 20 pounds since Christmas because of, quotes, a lot of stress, unquotes, period. She was using a cane, favoring her right side. Period. She sat with her hands crossed, comma. Was neat and clean, appropriately dressed. Period. Attitude and behavior. She was in contact with reality. Self-esteem was low, comma. Motor behavior was somewhat heightened, and she fidgeted and moved in her chair, complaining of pain, discomfort, period. She appeared motivated to participate, but states that she has variable motivation in general, procrastinates, puts things off, period. She is focused, preoccupied upon symptomatology, semicolon insight is low, streamlined activity, she spoke with pressured speech, was quite digressive, frequently had to be interrupted, had poor recall, and was at times difficult to follow her because of the digressive responses, period. Mental trend. She claims that she hears things, quotes, when I'm in a crowd, I hear my name, or I'm having an inner dialogue, monologue, unquotes, period. She states further that music is always running through her head and that this began in high school, period. She reports crying spells, outbursts of temper, stuttering when she is nervous, as well as making herself burp because, quotes, I swallow air and it comes up, unquotes, period. She reports suicidal attempts, stating that this occurred at the age of 17, denies any further, and denies any suicidal ideation, period. She states she procrastinates, overeats, can't keep a job, has sleep disturbances, finding it difficult to fall asleep, wakes up all the time because of pain and things running through her mind, quotes, stress and jingles, unquotes, period. Emotional. Paragraphs. She is tearful, quite pressured in her overall presentation. Reports that she has a very, quote, complicated, unquote, history and emotional functioning, period. She presents as more anxious than she is depressed, period. Affect is otherwise appropriate. Sensorium oriented as a time, place, and person. Forward, five, backward. I'm sorry, forward 5-6, backward 5, recent 2 out of 3, birth date, April 11, 1981. I'm 32 today. Paragraph. Presidents Obama, Clinton, Bush. Cities, Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Houston, and New York City, Sunrise East, weeks 52. Current events, the stabbing at the college in Texas. 4 plus 5, 9. 6 people recorded, $1.50. 12 divided by 2, 6. 275 divided by 5, I don't know. Serial 7s, done hesitantly with self-correction and one error paragraph. Grass is greener, no matter what you think. Something is better elsewhere, but it really isn't. Spilled milk, don't cry over small things. Similarities and differences, bush and tree, they're both plants. Different, one's a bush, one's a tree. Envelope, I guess I'd put in the mailbox fire. I'd yell fire and find the bell and ring it and tell an employee. Future plans, get my kids through school. Axis 1, major depressive disorder, comma, moderate, 296.32. Now scratch that. Put down instead. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, comma, combined type. Paragraph. Depressive disorder, capital NOS, 311. Paragraph. Cyclothymia by history. Parentheses 301.13. Close parentheses. Axis 2. Borderline personality features. Paragraph axis 3. Asthma, comma. Morbid obesity, comma. Sleep apnea, comma. Hyperlipidemia, comma. Chronic fatigue syndrome, comma. Fibromyalgia by self-report. History. Axis 4 stressors. Chronic stress with chronic medical problems, comma. Not in regular treatment. Comma, dysfunctional childhood, comma, unemployed, financial, axis 5, GAF, 55, prognosis, guarded, paragraph. She is able to manage her own funds, date first and last seen, 4-11-13, medical source. Claimant is able to complete one and two part directives, period. Treatment and medication compliance and involvement in the job, which would allow for a variable schedule, comma, breaks, rests, and low stress would improve job performance, period, paragraph. Sign off, Margaret K. Capone, comma, PhD, licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.